Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience, right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Number two, welcome on in.
Pink, put on.
You know, getting a light. Sometimes you don't want to hear what the host has to say. You just want to sit here and flow. So we can do that. Oh, I know. You know what I think it is?
Kinky.
It is kind of kinky, right? Come on. All right. See, this is much better than talking about the stupid Super Bowl, isn't it? Isn't the super? I mean, come on. No one wants to talk about the Super Bowl. It's going to be the stupid Patriots. I hope it's not. I hope they're not going to win. I hope they don't win, but I think they're going to. My prediction is the Patriots. My heart, however, says that Atlanta will win. I hope they win, but the Patriots are going to win the dang game. And that's enough about that. All right, we're going to go from the top. Let's take some off the top and let's talk some baseball. Let's talk some baseball. Things happened in baseball today with the Rockies. You know it did.
That's something that you should know.
And it was
the Whiz Kids had won it. Bobby Thompson had done it. And Yogi read the comics all the while.
And just in case, by the way, you were hearing anything in the background, I have actually been working on a new hobby called training seals. And so I'm trying to get the seals to, like, sing, but they're kind of, like, all over the place. But it's like, roar, 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 roar. I mean, getting to talk's the easy part. Get them to shut up. Now, that's the problem. You know, but the thing is the Rockies made a couple deals today. And sadly, it's the problem with the Rockies, okay? The problem with the Rockies, and this is a geographical problem that the Rockies have, okay? 8% distance on a baseball getting hit is true, okay? And a difference as opposed to sea level and here is true. And lack of a curveball or lack of break is indeed also true. I mean, it's just the fact. Now, the humidor has done a lot to sort of make that way more equal than it used to be, but the reputation that is around the MLB before is just terrible. So you're never going to get big time free agent pitchers, but you get them in trade. And it was announced today that they had acquired James Ferris from the Chicago Cubs. Never heard of him. And for right-hander Eddie Butler. So here's the problem is that, you know, Eddie Butler, former Colorado Rockies first round draft pick as a supplemental first round pick, second pick there. And, you know, you need to be a particular type of pitcher to pitch here. You don't need to be like you have to have the ability to just, you can't be fragile. You have to have the ability to just close out. If you get a home run or you get a triple scored against you, you just got to have it and just say, heck with it. And we're going to go back and we're going to do it again. Honestly, that's the only thing you can do here. And too many of these guys come in here and they get so riled up and so upset. And then, you know, they try and throw it harder and they try and they just try and do all this other stuff. And it's so frustrating because you're not going to get after Saberhagen, you know, the big time free agent, and after Swift, the big time free agent, and after Hampton, the big time free agent pitcher, and Daryl Kyle, the big time free agent pitcher, and Danny Nagel, the big time free agent pitcher, and, you know, on and on, all these big time free agent pitchers that the Rockies have had, they very few of it had success here because they just can't handle the, you can't handle failure. You have to be able to handle failure if you're going to be here. That's just what it is. And it's easier for position players because, you know, they can hit, but you know, as a pitcher, that's what you have. And so obviously, you know, Eddie Butler is one of those guys who came in here with a lot of talent, but just doesn't have, I don't think, what some of the makeup they had there. Did get injured, but, you know, he just was a starting pitcher and just couldn't get anything done. So we have that. And then, because as you know, the Rockies are up for experimenting, that, you know, they of any team that did the most switching, of shifting, you know, with the baseball, the switch, shifting their defense. God, hang on a second. Seals, shut up. I'm trying to do radio and you guys just won't shut up. I'm trying to give some realistic advice about the Rockies and about why they had to make the deals they did today. And you Seals are just going off and off and off. Can you shut up for just a second? Thank you. Sorry. Anyway, okay, I'm going to ignore them, and I'm just going to keep going through here. So one of the things that the Rockies did, because as I was saying, the Rockies did the most shifting of anybody on defense. They like to play very unique defenses, as Cybermetrics has really sort of borne that out. And so what they have gone and done, they went and they got a first baseman who's never played first base before, named Ian Desmond. He's a fantastic outfielder. But the problem is that the Rockies don't need any fantastic outfielders. The Rockies have three fantastic. In fact, the Rockies have probably four fantastic outfielders, and they didn't need another one. What they need is the first baseman who can hit. But what they're obviously doing is they're looking for Ian Desmond's home run, and see, because he was a shortstop, they figure he can catch. And even though, you know, I will not say that first base at Colorado is one of the hardest places to play, it certainly is up there with the sun that comes down in some of those day games. So, you know, that's going to be very interesting to watch. That's going to be a problem. So what did the Rockies do today? They signed last year's first baseman, Mark Reynolds, to a minor league contract. So they're bringing him back for a very minor money because there's a very good chance that Ian Desmond cannot play first base. As if you ever watched the movie Moneyball, was said is that the first base is incredibly hard and difficult to play. And the chances of likelihood are not good. It's a very difficult position to play, getting balls thrown to you from all over the field. That might be the dirtiest thing I've ever said on radio. And I'd like to apologize to all the kids out there. Goodness gracious. You know, one of the things that, you know, we went through some of the notes about our first show to see what was going on. One of the things I wrote down was focus. And there's just no focus ever. You know, this is the problem that the Rockies have always had. It's very difficult to find pitchers. I mean, if you think about the Rockies the last 4 years, think about them the last 4 years.
Squirrel.
So anyway, we were at the Grand Canyon, and we were sitting there looking at the view, and then
squirrel.
Yeah. Sorry. Where was I? What? Oh yes, I was talking about the Rockies. Well, listen. Okay, so the Rockies. Think about how many All Stars that they've had on that team, playing in the position players. Okay, go a few years back, and we'll go with Justin Morneau. Okay, our Mark Reynolds from last year, who were both former All Stars, right? Catcher last year, Hundley. Former All-Star, DJ LeMahieu, All-Star.
All-Star, yeah.
Shortstop, was Toy Tulowitzki All-Star. Yeah. This year it's, you know, what's his head? Trevor Story.
And
All-Star.
Quite the story, yeah.
Nolan Arenado, not too shabby at third.
No, not at all.
Carlos Gonzalez, All-Star. Charlie Blackman, All-Star. Gerardo Parra, All-Star. I mean, think about that. Think about that. Think about all those people that they've had out there on position players playing great. Nolan Arenado should have been the MVP last year. His offensive numbers and his defense are, I mean, he's the best player. And for those of you who don't know, when he was in his rookie year in rookie ball, he played in the same league. He played in the same league as Mike Trout and what's his head? The guy from Washington. And who was the MVP of that league, rookie league? Nolan Arenado. But until you are able to find enough pitching and the solution to the pitching issue that you have here, it's a big outfield, so you're just going to get hit. You just got to have the right mentality. They're never, ever going to have enough. They're never going to have enough to win a World Series.
I'll be going out.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.
And Ike was the only one winning down in Washington. I'm talking baseball.